Hey, 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 everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2021. Wow, it's a brand new year. How are you today? How have you been since the beginning of this year? How has it been going for you? Welcome to Possibility Realm Podcast, and thank you for joining me today. I am your host, Manu Ibod, and as usual, I am super excited to welcome you. Thank you for sharing this space with me and for being here today. Yeah, it's the new year. Have you set goals, resolutions, or outcomes you want for the year? You know, I was talking to a friend the other day about the new year, and out of the blue, I asked her, what are your plans for the new year? What are your plans for 2021? And do you know what she said? She said, I don't set new year resolutions. I don't set goals. I don't plan. Because what has happened in the past is that I set goals and resolutions. And before it gets to the end of January, I realized that I have stopped doing the things I plan to do. I have stopped pursuing the goals and the resolutions are like I've dumped them all together. So she said, I really don't see why I should set goals anymore. That really got me thinking. For a very long time, I didn't plan, I didn't set goals, I just went with the flow, you know. But reflecting on it right now, and even with the people I've worked with over the past years, I've realized that the reason we don't set goals, resolutions, or make plans, well, there are actually two reasons, and I'm going to talk about it today. One of the reasons is that we are afraid. We fear that we're not going to accomplish what we've set out to accomplish. And before the year even goes in, we feel like, why even bother trying? Let me just dump it and move on and just go with the flow, right? Because if I'm going with the flow, then there's no excuse for not accomplishing it because there was nothing in the first place. So fear is one of the reasons. The secret to accomplishing anything on your vision board this year is to be aware that you are enabled to accomplish it. That's why today I'm going to talk to you on you are enabled. It is easy to be so consumed with what we see in the physical realm that we fail to notice that most of our abilities is in the spiritual realm, in the realm of possibilities. When we are guided and moved by what we see, by our own strength, thinking that whatever goals or dreams or plans we have is going to be accomplished by our own strength, then we fail to even pursue them. But I want you to know today that you are enabled. You are enabled to do the hard things. You are enabled to do the things which you think are impossible. You are enabled to accomplish the goals, the visions God has laid on your heart. We can plan, we can dream, we can visualize all that we want in 2021. But until you recognize and you accept the thought that you have been enabled to do it, you will keep procrastinating for days and weeks and they'll go by. You could read books, you could do more courses, you can even sign up for more programs. And all those things are good, I really do encourage it. But until you take the first step to realize that, yeah, I am enabled to do this thing. If I'm signing up for a course, maybe on finances or on financial management, I should realize that, yeah, I am able to do this. I'm able to manage my finances or help other people manage their finances. Even if you're signing up for that course, you know it's just to get more skills and qualification. But first, you have to recognize that you are already enabled to do that. Don't go in there with the feelings of lack, with the feelings of I'm not enough to do this. No, you are enabled and you are more than enough and capable to do it. Yes, you might need more skills. Yes, you might need to put in more effort. Yes, you might need to study, to be diligent, all that is necessary. But first, you have to recognize that you have been enabled by the Almighty God to accomplish that goal. You have to recognize that there's a power that works in you, and until you're aware of it and use it, you continue to say that things are not working the way you want it to work. And some call this power higher consciousness, others call it higher awareness. I prefer to call it Christ consciousness because I totally believe that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And when I say that all things are possible or I can do all things through Christ, it doesn't mean that I can go to bed tonight and wake up tomorrow to go play professional football. That's not going to happen because I am not enabled to do that. It simply means that all things that you have been enabled to do, all things that have been, that you have been called to do, all the things that God placed you on this planet to do, you have the ability in you. Let's say, for example, if I had the abilities to play professional football with activation and by receiving it from the divine power and with practice and diligence, I could do it. But first, I'll have to recognize and accept that I have been enabled to do it. And then I start meeting my end of the responsibility. You see, my friends, you have many skills, but until you recognize that you already have it in you, then you always feel like you are not enough. You always feel like you need something else before you can start. I would say start right now. Take the first step and you will see what comes next. And the second reason I've noticed why we don't accomplish our goals or we let our New Year resolutions die at the beginning of the year, it's because we do not maximize our strength. We focus so much on our weaknesses. Let's say, for example, we want to lose weight in 2021. I don't know why I like using this example. Well, it came to my mind. So let's say we want to lose weight this 2021. Instead of maximizing our strength to say, I'm going to be more active, I'm going to walk more, I'm going to maybe eat more vegetables, we'll focus more on our weaknesses. Maybe I'm going to stop eating sweets and like the things we want to stop doing, but then we fail to focus on the things we are already doing right. So this year, I challenge you to do more of what you are good at and less of what you are worse at, if that makes sense. Recognize that God has made you unique. Don't look at what other people are doing and say, this person is doing this thing, I think I can do it. No, recognize what God has put in you, because we are all wired differently. Find out what you are good at and do it. If you're listening to me right now, you're wondering, well, I hear you, Manny, but I don't even know what I'm good at. Where do I start? I'd like to share with you something I learned from Rick Warren, the author of The Purpose Driven Life. He talks about the shape. He says, in order to find out your purpose or what God has called you to do, look at your shape. I'm not talking about your physical form, because that's not what this is all about. The shape is an acronym which he used, and S stands for your spiritual gifts. We as human beings, we are made of the spirit, the soul, and the body. And to me, I believe that the greatest part of a person is the spirit, because everything flows from the spirit realm before it comes to the physical. So look at your spiritual gifts, your supernatural abilities. If you are a Christian, I mean, this has been given to you at the time of your conversion, at the time where you came to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you believe in every other spiritual power, maybe it's different for me, for you. But as a Christian, I can only speak from the Christian perspective. So he says, look at your spiritual gifts, your supernatural abilities that have been given to you at the moment of conversion. Secondly, the age in shape is your heart. Look at your motivation, the things that are of interest to you, your passions. Do you like organizing? Do you like talking to people? Do you like encouraging? Are you the kind of person that when someone feels down and they come close to you, they always feel like they'll leave your presence with a word that uplifts your spirit? Are you the kind of person who likes cooking? I like to meet you because I need some lessons in that. So look at your passions, look at the things that motivate you. The A in shape is your abilities, and these abilities were given to you at the moment where you were born. These are things that even without training, you do it so well. The next is the P. P is your personalities, your unique personality. Like I said, everyone is unique. We might be unique in our giftings, might be unique in our passions and our abilities, but it all comes from our personalities. So look at your personalities. According to psychologists, there are 16 personality types. But out of these 16, there are thousands of varieties which have been influenced by culture, by experiences, by the environment. They all influence the types of personalities we have. So what are the things that you like to do? Who are the kind of people you hang out with? Would you say you're an introvert or an extrovert? Do you like to do things in a certain way? Like, even if you have the same ability with someone, you might have a different approach of doing it. Would you say you're a morning person or a night person? I mean, whatever personality you have. So those kind of things will help you to discover what your strengths are. So you focus more on your strength to build your strength and to focus more on your weaknesses. Take for example that two people are running the race and naturally one person is 7 on 10 on that thing. Another person is, let's say, 2 on 10 on that naturally. So even if they get the same training, the person with 2 is going to grow, but you might grow to a 3, while the person with an 8 will grow but will grow to a 9 on 10. So when we focus more on our weaknesses, it makes us feel like we're not accomplishing anything. But if you focus on your strength, you said every little effort you do amounts to a lot. The E on shape is experiences. Oh, I love this one, because sometimes when we go through things, we think it's a waste of time, or what's the purpose of it? Why should I go through this? But I have learned, even from my own life, that most of the experiences we go through, be it good or bad, they are all there to help us accomplish our purpose. Be it your family experiences, your educational experiences, job experiences, spiritual, I mean, whatever it is, the happy ones, the painful ones, they all come together to enable us to become that person, to accomplish that purpose that God created us for. So remember the two things that keep us from becoming who we are created to be. One is fear, and 2 is when we do not focus on our strength, but rather we focus mostly on our weaknesses. So I'm leaving you with this today. Here's what I want you to do for me. I'm going to put a worksheet on the description of this podcast. I want you to go through it. The worksheet is about skills. It has the various categories of skills. I want you to go through it. Look at the various skills, and it has 3 portions: what I'm good at, what I'm not so good at, and the things I can learn. So you're going to look at the worksheet and tick each part of it. You tick the things you're good at, the things you need to grow in, and then it's going to help you also to shape your strengths and your weaknesses, so you're going to know what you can focus on to maximize this year. And remember, as you set goals, as you have your vision for the year, as you go through with the plan you have for this year, the one God has laid in your heart, I want you to spend more time asking, what do I do well, and not what do I do wrong? Thank you so much for listening. Please share with me in the comments below what you have learned from this podcast. And also share this message with someone. If you are new here, please subscribe to the podcast. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. And until then, peace and love to you and yours. Bye.